VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say at least 50 people were killed and 83 wounded in a suicide bomb blast at a gathering of religious scholars in the capital, Kabul, on Tuesday. The attacker detonated his explosives-filled vest as about 1,000 people gathered inside the hall to mark the Prophet Muhammad's birthday at a local wedding area, among them prominent religious scholars. President Trump says he is taking no further action against Saudi Arabia over the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the U.S. does not condone the crime against Khashoggi, but in a written statement, he says if America foolishly cancels some $110 billion in arms sales to the Saudis, as some in Congress have suggested, the kingdom would simply go elsewhere to acquire them, which he says would be a wonderful gift directly from the U.S. to Russia and China. He says Saudi Arabia's king and crown prince vigorously deny any knowledge of Khashoggi's killing at the Saudi consulate in Turkey, though the president says it could well be that the crown prince did have knowledge. Quote, maybe he did and maybe he didn't. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Saudi prosecutor cleared the crown prince of wrongdoing last week while calling for the death penalty for five men. The prosecutor said a total of 21 people had already been detained in connection with the killing. The United States has imposed sanctions on six people and three entities for their involvement in oil shipments to Syria. The individuals listed in a statement Tuesday by the U.S. Treasury Department included two Iranian nationals, a Russian, a Syrian, an Iraqi, and a Lebanese. Two of the entities listed are based in Russia and one in Iran. This is VOA News. Haiti faced a third